Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some have already done voting. Did you go yet? I know you want to go with your daughter.
I have not. We're going to go tomorrow on the day that you're supposed to vote. It's her first time voting, so we're going to go and do the whole nine.
Mother-daughter bonding, voting. And what age did you start talking to your kids about elections?
I think I'm probably not alone, but I mean, the last several elections, I would say, have been so polarizing. And with social media and things like that, it's definitely been right in my kids' faces. You know, even my 12-year-old son knows a lot about both sides that we're voting for. So I think a lot has to do with social media and the fact that they know a lot more than I did at 12. I didn't know anything about politics at 12.
Isn't that interesting? Back in the day when we were growing up, we did talk to our parents or we heard about it at school. Now it's social telling us. And we're just talking about the election, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It's just knowing what's going on.
Exactly.
I can say I was 18 and I still was like, maybe I should learn a little bit more.
Okay.
But now it's in your face whether you like it or not.
And you did vote early, didn't you?
Yes, went down to the Susan B. Anthony house and early voted. I had to. Where else could I have possibly voted other than at the Queen of Rochester's homestead?
Rochester cheerleader, strong.
Susan B. Anthony. I'm so not shocked. That's cool. So what made it so special?
Well, went down. They had a ton of people there. I wasn't expecting the line to be so long, but people were doing photo ops in front of the house. They had a guest book you could sign.
Okay.
So signed it and said, thank you, Susan B.
And then did you go stick your stick? Did you get a...
Yep. Promptly hopped back in the car, drove down to Mount Hope Cemetery, pulled up to her gravesite. There were all these women wandering around. And I was like, are you looking for Susan B. Anthony? And they're like, yeah, we can't find it. It's like, oh, it's right over here. None of them wanted to listen to me. And I was like, I promise you, I know where it is.
Hold up. Wait a minute. You know who I am? Rochester cheerleader Hope.
Oh,
follow me.
I have to admit, I've never been there. Ever. I need you to take me to see that gravesite.
Did you hear that silent pause? That was the sound of eye rolling towards TJ from Hope right there.
Oh,
it's never
my
too
gosh.
Late, TJ.
Don't you judge me.
I'm not judging. But went stuck the sticker right on the headstone, as I do every year for the election.
Yeah.
Wait a second. The I voted sticker you put on her headstone, isn't that defacing it?
They have plastic covers. So in 2016, there was like 12,000 people who showed up.
Okay.
So got a little bit of sticker adhesive on the headstone. So now they have covers on it.
Good. Okay. Now I know. Thank you. Football, especially the Bills. And you've almost injured yourself. My little hip flexor's tight. Because when Bass was going for that kick, I was standing up. I'm doing the leg thing. I'm doing the kicking thing.
Like,
come on.
Like somehow
this,
you'll send it through.
Sending good vibes. Yes,
telepathically.
I was. You got
the
this.
Television.
Come on. Do it like that. And then today it's feeling a little tight here. The hip flexor. I was doing that fake kick. But he made it. And it's Victory Monday. Your son and husband, Steve, got to go to the game. And you didn't, which means you can't watch how he spends his money.
Isn't that crazy? My husband is so, like, cheap when it comes to money, when it comes to anything but sports memorabilia. All of a sudden, he's Mr. Moneybags. And normally, I'm there to stop the chaos because they have these tables right outside of every couple gates. There's a table set up, and everything's in white bags, okay? And it's called Mystery Box. You can either spend, I don't know, $100 on a football, or $60 on a card. There's 8x10s. There's different things you can buy. None of them are cheap.
But the key is mystery, because you don't know what's underneath.
All you know is it's a piece of signed memorabilia. You don't know what Bills player it's from.
So okay? It's a gamble. You get
it's a
good-
gamble. And I hate gambling because it just makes me crazy. But Steve, he's got that lucky feeling, right? There could be all this money sitting in there. You don't know who signed what. We could have a Josh Allen rookie signed card in there somewhere. So there he goes. And he hits the table. And then he gets one that excites him. And he gets that little hit of dopamine.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
Back to the table he goes. Those two came home yesterday. And I could see him going up the stairs. I go, hey, what you got? And he goes, Liam picked out. I go, okay, what did Liam pick out? Liam, tell your mom what you picked out. So he got a Tyler Bass signed football.
Oh,
was in one of them, which just happens to be during the game. And meanwhile, Liam's saying nothing. And Steve's like, Liam, wasn't that great? And then Liam picked out 4 cards, an 8x10. And I'm doing the math in my head. And I go, please tell me you did not spend hundreds of dollars. And he goes, well, I had a nice time with my son. I made memories with my son today.
Always blame it on the kid. Yeah, love it.
Steve, they're not mine. They're Liam's. Yeah. I'm like, right.
I'm just going to hold in my memorabilia safe for him. But he got Bass, and Bass had the 61-yard record.
Franchise record.
Wow. Well, then that's lucky. That was a score of all scores. How about you? Have you ever gotten anything on those mystery boxes at the game? Did you get the ultimate prize? Were you that lucky? Let us know what you got. Bye. Your husband can't resist getting them at the game.
Man, he's so deep in. This texter said, hey, I got a signed Josh Allen Flash mini helmet from the Mystery Mini Helmets. And I asked, well, that's great. Let me ask, how many had you bought before you scored the Josh Allen? And they said, well, it was actually only my second ever purchase from TSE. But that's the one that got me hooked. I now have 30. See? They really in. Suck you in.
It's like a gateway drug.
Bailey Zimmerman, WBEE, and he loves his grandma. Got a really nice gift.
Happy birthday, Grandma. And you got a brand new car.
Goodness. What is it?
It's a Caddy. We're about to see if Grandma's new Caddy will do a burnout.
Yeah, Bailey, you got in with Grandma. Let's burn this Cadillac out there. That's a great gift.
I love that. All my kids have told me that when they get wherever they're going, they're going to buy me a yellow car, because I've always wanted a yellow car and I've never gotten one. And so all my kids will be driving around and they're like, don't worry, Mom. Someday when I make it big, whatever make it big means, I'm going to get you a car. I'm going to get you a car. So I love when it actually happens and stars are able to buy their loved ones cars.
That's cool.
Elvis always bought pink Cadillacs.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want pink. You want yellow.
I want yellow. Okay. I want a yellow Cadillac.
All right. There you go. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowe and producer Hope. And boy, we were trying to warn you on Friday. Hope got that Canberra speeding ticket in the mail right there because of driving.
Down 490 East, just past the Freddie Sue Bridge, where it's 40 and then it goes into 55. They're doing a ton of construction on that little S turn going down 490 East.
And I appreciate us talking about it on Friday, because I had to do a little honey-do list, and I'm going out and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is what Hope was telling about. I got over to the slow lane. I'm doing like 29. I'm going slow.
You're not even taking a chance.
No, I'm like, we talked about it. And people are flying by me. And I rolled down my window. I'm like, weren't you listening to the B-Morning Coffee Club, you knucklehead? So yeah. I think many others are going to get that ticket in the mail. People just fly through there.
You know, I was having the discussion with my husband actually on Friday after the show too. And I go, you know, I just want to warn you and give you a heads up that there's a camera on the S after the bridge. And he goes, yeah. And I go, okay, well, I was just letting you know. He goes, right, it's a construction zone. No one should be going over 40 in a construction zone. Now, mind you, he's road crew.
Yeah.
He's a flagman.
Yeah.
He almost gets hit all the time because people don't pay attention and they go too fast. So he's personally had his life flash before him. So he is very vigilant about staying slow in those work zones. And I go, okay, well, I was just letting you know, that Hope got one. He goes, well, anywhere you see that white car, how did you not see the white car? And there's signs.
You know what I was interested about? Do they shoot you coming or they shoot you once you pass because then they get your license plate?
All of the above, Bo. There's like four pictures of my car.
Really?
Yeah, he says there's going to be a sign. So there's signs and then...
They're not very big signs. I did not see the sign. I did not see the white car. There's lots of things going on. You're like,
what? I saw the sign.
and it opened up your eyes and you saw the sign?
Well...
Yes.
Maybe you should open your eyes.
And I'm looking at those video pictures you're showing us right now. You got to wash your car. You really do. There's four different angles there.
I know. My car is always disgusting. It's white. It always shows all of the dirt on it.
We hope we helped you so you didn't get a ticket Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Be mindful.
Yes.
That's it.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.